Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, as intro music for me when I walk on stage, when people decide to play Mr. Cab Driver by Lenny Kravitz, the irony is not lost on me. I'm Adam Grow. I'm the host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comic, which is why I get intro music sometimes, you know. You've seen me on Comedy Now, on CTV and Comedy. Well, you've seen me sweat on Comedy Now. It was so hot in the Masonic Temple when they shot that. You can find me chilling on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AdamGrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. You can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. Details coming up. In the 2008 U.S. election in which Sarah Palin and John McCain lost to Joe Biden and Barack Obama, Obama didn't only have a campaign song. He had a full campaign music soundtrack called Yes We Can, Voices of a Grassroots Movement. It was the first time a politician had an entire soundtrack for their campaign. Clips of Obama's speeches are sprinkled throughout the 18 tracks. Some of the featured artists include Stevie Wonder, John Mayer, Sheryl Crow, Adam Levine, and Kanye West. Just over a year later, at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards, Barack Obama called one of those musicians a jackass. And in 2012, the year Obama was re-elected, he released a 28-track Spotify playlist for his campaign. It was called Oops, I Did It Again. Despite it being her high school nickname, in the 2008 U.S. election, what rock band asked Sarah Palin not to play their song at campaign rallies? It was her high school nickname, and in the 2008 U.S. election, a rock band asked Sarah Palin not to play their song at campaign rallies. Was it A, the Stylistics, Betcha By Golly Wow? B, the Eagles, Witchy Woman? C, the Beatles, Back in the USSR? Or D, Heart, Barracuda? The request by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart was ignored by the McCain-Palin Republican campaign, as was the irony that the song Barracuda was written in the late 70s as a scathing rant against the soulless corporate nature of the music business, particularly for women. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com, where you can also check for dates for when I'm touring with the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. And betcha by golly, thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.